USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authorities say 9 people were on board a helicopter that crashed in Southern California with retired L.A. Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter among those killed. L.A. County Fire Chief Daryl Osby says the chopper crashed in Calabasas.
We had one helicopter flying to the incident with firefighter paramedics on board. Those paramedics were hoisted down to the incident early into the incident. They did a search of the area for survivors. Unfortunately, all the survivors on board were determined to have been perished.
NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says Bryant was a gift.
He was an incredible athlete and a leader in a lot of ways. He inspired a whole generation of young athletes.
This is USA Radio News.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford says fellow GOP senators are still upset that Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff publicly quoted a CBS News story that an associate of President Trump said there was a strong warning for them.
The offensive part there is he was saying the president had communicated to us that our heads will be on a pike if we oppose him. And all of us looked at each other and said, we've heard no such comment from the president. We felt no such pressure from the president.
Some Democrats are tweeting that Republicans should look at the president's own language. Impeachment manager Jerry Nadler will miss part of the proceedings due to his wife, who is in the hospital with pancreatic cancer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he hopes to make history during his upcoming trip to the White House for the unveiling of President Trump's Mideast plan. The plan has little chance for success because the Palestinians, who accused President Trump of being biased toward Israel, have already rejected the plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
At the box office.
These streets, I never trusted anybody but me. I'm asking you, man. Bad boys.
One last time.
At the box office, Bad Boys for Life, starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, is still number one this week, bringing in $34 million. 1917 comes in at number two with $15 million. The Guy Who Talks to Animals, Dr. Doolittle, is at number three with $12.5 million. The Gentleman is at number four with $11 million. Dropping down to number five, Jumanji, The Next Level, at $7.9 million. The Turning is at number 6 with $7.3 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, still on the charts at number 7 with $5.2 million. The literary classic Little Women, coming in at number 8 with $4.7 million. Brie Larson stars in Just Mercy, coming in at number 9 with $4.1 million. And Knives Out, still hanging in there at number 10 with $3.7 million. The largest satellite constellation orbiting Earth, SpaceX's Starlink, will be getting bigger with two planned Florida launches coming in the next few weeks, including an attempt on Monday morning. Weather is only 50% favorable for the launch. A backup time slot is planned for Tuesday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.